that we are again beginning to grow in business or in business establishment. The material world is a test, like many other things. But most of the material world, the biggest test for our spiritual life is the material world. It will deceive us. It will take our souls on the path to greed and selfishness and arrogance of power, etc. If we don't obey the guidance of God and follow the human model that He wants us to be. But understand that again, we who got our first start from the teacher under his student, Elijah Pool Muhammad, we got our great start, our first start, and our great start from him. And great wisdom was put in the language that he left with us. Great wisdom. And thank Allah, his son was blessed to find it. And now we are again coming into business. And we'll be tested again like we were tested before.
We will return to today's broadcast after this important announcement. W.D. Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to Ministry of W.D. Muhammad and mailed to Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's program.
I have assurance in my soul and heart and mind that this time we will not fail. We're going to grow bigger and bigger in business. The motivation is the same as it was then. Do you think the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted you to support business so he can ride around in fine cars and live in luxury? No, he did not. I know him better than that. And my brothers and sisters know him better than that. And you who knew him personally, you know him better than that. No, he wanted to see us have a better life, a better future, that we had the promise of good home, money, plenty of money, and friendship in all walks of life. How can you have friendship in all walks of life with plenty of money if you're a crook, if you're a criminal? You'll have plenty of money, but you won't have friendship in all walks of life. So that tells us right there that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted us to be decent, upright, honorable people. Not materialistic, greedy for money and things like that. Those are only the needs or the necessities. To have better schools, Muslim schools, to have better mosques, masjids, Muslim places of worship, and better environment, better material environment for our elderly and for our young children, for our wives bearing our children. That's what it's for. A man should never think of having a house for himself before he thinks of having a house for his wife who's going to bear his children. So we are people who think about community first. And the first community is the community of family. And that's what Allah, God, wants us to take care of. Take care of our family. And feel for the brother and his family. And let your charity go outside of your own family and help somebody else. That's what Allah wants of us. It's easy, simple religion. I'm going to conclude pretty soon, don't worry. This is not a sunset speech. I'll be finished before. Yes. Yes. So we are challenged again now. And let me tell you what the challenge is. It's no different than it was before. The challenge under my father was jealousy, envy, selfishness, resenting that somebody else have a few dollars more than you, resenting that somebody else has a position bigger than yours, more prestigious than yours. Same old thing that brought nations down, ancient people down, was in the Nation of Islam and is here now. Same old thing, it never changes. The exodus of the people stays, and also the cancer that comes into the people stays. The cancer of jealousy, envy, greed. Greed for the material things and greed for power. Some people, they don't care about the material things. If they get the material thing, they only want the material thing so they can have power. But they're not really cared for material things. But they need the material things to give them power. And such persons want power. Now, if they can get it without getting the material things, then they'll get it that way. So they'll be bickering and arguing and undermining each other. We have to work for business. We have to work for cause. We have to see our life as Muslims more important than everything else. Not just working for you, brother. I'm working for Muslim life. I hear this kind of expression. Well, I love this community. How can you love this community and you don't love me? How can you love this community and you don't support me? You a liar. You don't love this community. It makes you burn inside when you see me grow up. It makes you burn inside when you see people loving and admiring me. So how you can convince me that you love this community? You don't love this community. If you love the community, you're going to love the person who's helping the community. You're going to love the person who's making a contribution to the community. You ain't going to love somebody that's giving the community nothing but mosquito bites and bad air, etc., and dislike the person who's killing mosquitoes, keeping them out of the community, and freshening up the air, and contributing to the growth of this precious body. You're not going to love those who are doing nothing and not love those that are doing something. So stop lying. Talking about, yes, I will never put down my community, brother. Well, how much are you giving it, brother? I never let nobody take this community away from me. I guess you won't, because you're not giving it anything. You're just living on it like a leech. I guess you don't want it to be taken away from you. This is our community. And brothers, your obligation, if you are good-hearted and your brains are working for you, you're not crazy. You have to be a soldier. And you have to know this imposter among you and know that he's not a soldier. He's always talking community, and you know he's not giving anything to it. That's the imposter. That's the devil among you. That's the snake in the grass. Talking about our community, brother. Yeah, brother, this is our community. Brother, we got to do this for our community. What are you doing for us? They shouldn't be allowed to even use that kind of talk around us. You should say, shut up, man. You know you don't do anything for this community. I don't even appreciate you hearing you talk about the community. You're not giving it anything. Just last week, I heard one talking about, yeah, I love this community. Ain't nobody going to chase me out of this community. And we never got not one donation from it. The ministry has not gotten anything. And I guarantee if I brought it before every imam, we got about 5 or 6 imams in this area along with us, representing what we're about. And I guarantee you, I could take him to everyone and name, they don't have his name, don't have any record of him giving the one dime, 1 cent in charity. Just want to be seen. Want to be seen, want importance, want power, want influence. And they are undermining those that are in position doing something to get them out of the way. Yeah, I love my leader. If you love your leader, why are you undermining my best help? How can you love me and you're undermining my best help? You're working against my best help and you say you love me. It's like my best arm, my right arm. Cutting away, trying to cut off my right arm. I love my leader. But he's chopping away on my right arm. That's the imposter among us. Or the hypocrite, the liar, the deceiver. This ain't gonna be easy. It's never easy to do something big. Community life is a big undertaking. It's a big challenge, community life, to establish your own community life and have your own self responsible for it. That's a big responsibility. Don't think the devil and greedy ones that are influenced by the devil not going to be eyeing what we are doing and trying to see how they can capitalize on what we are doing for themselves, for their own benefit, to see how they can siphon off something for themselves from what we are doing, to see how they can turn the tables from what we want to have on the table to what they want to have on the table. This is no small challenge. So I leave you with that today. God has chosen us to be responsible for community life. Everywhere in this world, no matter what nation Muslims are in, and whether the circumstance will permit them to do it or not, they should at least have it in their heart to build a model of how God wants man to live on this planet. We thank you, and we thank God. We ask him for forgiveness. We ask him for his mercy and guidance. Amen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise, thanks for God, the Lord, cherisher of the world. We ask him for forgiveness. We ask him to excuse our shortcomings and to grant that we always have him as a friend, loving us and caring about us, because we cannot make it without him. And we pray that he guide us to those things that he has created of human nature and life, and also of the external world, so that we have access to the best of things and resources and utilize those things and those resources to have the best life under God, following Muhammad the Prophet or his life tradition. We pray that he strengthen all our good people in this community who have been believers, have not stopped believing, have had trouble understanding, but have not stopped believing. We pray that he strengthen all of you and me. You think I didn't have trouble? I did. Yes. I had some of the same trouble you had. But the burden was on me to take us all forward. And I had to do that. Praise be to Allah. I pray that he strengthen you all, and us, myself too, in all that is good, so that we become better and better and more productive for our own selves and for our families and for the great responsibility of community life or the society of Muslims on this earth. The hope is here. It's not in Saudi Arabia. It's not in Egypt. It's not in Libya. Not in Morocco. It's not anywhere as strong as it is right here in these United States of America, and in those that have picked themselves up again after falling down when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed away. It's with us. The hope is with us. The hope is with us not only for us. The hope is with us for Saudi Arabia. You think I don't want that printed? If you can print it in letters that will touch the moon, that's all. Print it. That Imam Nabi Muhammad said, the hope for Muslims is not in Saudi Arabia, it's not in Egypt, it's in Chicago, Illinois, and the suburban areas of Chicago, Illinois. and it's wherever they can find one of us with this mind that we have now come into. Yes, Allah has given birth, His power, divine power, have given birth to a new people with a new mind. And all we have to do is get what Saudi Arabia got in terms of Quranic knowledge, language and knowledge, and what they have in terms of what was left as teaching from Muhammad the Prophet. And we will be able to do with our life and with this world what Saudi Arabia cannot do, and what none of the other nations can do. We will be able to do it. If you let this get into your soul, that I'm saying, let it into your mind and into your soul. When you have babies, you're going to give babies which is born into their minds and into their souls. And we're going to see it if we don't live to see it ourselves. Our people are going to live to see it on this earth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew it was coming. He had so much faith in it from his teacher, he said, "You are not being raised up to come under them," meaning Saudi Arabia, meaning Egyptians, meaning Pakistanis, or Indians. So you are not being raised up to come under them. Don't forget that. I don't think Elijah alone was saying that to us. I think God, through Elijah, was saying that to us. So have faith, and stay with us, and we are going to achieve what no other people can achieve. We're going to achieve it on this earth. It's our turn. And we may blow it, some of us. I may catch you on the other side and say, "Well, how come you ain't here?" But I sure won't envy your place on the other side. You can count on that. I won't be envying your place on the other side. I'll be happy on this side. Praise be to Allah. Let us return to being religious people. Religious people love God. And if they're really, truly religious people, they love being kind, especially to the needy, to the suffering, to the ignorant, to those who need help with their lives. And if we don't have that in our souls and in our spirits, then Allah will not give us that greater mercy called in the Bible, that second portion of His mercy. So let us conclude by praying for the success of the Ummah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
The following interview was conducted at Muslim Journal Newspaper for Islamic Broadcasting of Lake County, August the 4th, the year 2001. Interviewing Imam Muhammad is Sabur Amir Shakir.
Welcome to another edition of Islamic Broadcasting of Lake County, and I'm your host, Abu Amar Shakir. We're down here in East Hazelcrest, Illinois again, at the New Africa Building, talking with the leader of the Muslim American Society, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. While we're on that subject, every Sunday morning you can hear the Imam on Radio 750 at 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Brand new. It's a very good show. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I had a flyer that was given to me last time we were here, and I was looking at the flyer, and there was something on there called the Igmate.
Yes.
Can you tell us what an Igmate is?
Yes. designated the name of a season for a leaf. We season turkey and chicken. Mm-hmm.